All right, awesome. So, hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Don't Kill the Messenger, the water cooler series when we're going live daily in the month of April here. And we're connecting with a bunch of other experts and leaders who are making changes and shifting or doubling down so that they can thrive during this pandemic and helping their community do the same. So we've talked a lot about relationships, how to start conversations, why group programs are a way to do this, why virtual speaking is great, and how to really still make sales while coming from a perspective that is genuine and not salesy or kind of slimy here. But today I have Estes, who is helping his community still enroll clients into their high ticket programs. And most people are thinking like, well, I can't do that. I need to discount my services or I need to make free offers or something like that. But you don't necessarily need to. And that's why I brought Estes here to kind of really bring up some insight onto what he's doing, how he's helping his community do this, and how you can do it too. So welcome today, Estes. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thank you so much for having me. Really,
of course, of course. Yeah. So with this, I know you're still enrolling clients into your high ticket programs and helping them do the same. So let's hear a little bit about your background before we kind of dive into that really quick. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you help others really.
Yeah. So in terms of my story wise, originally from an island in the Caribbean called St. Lucia, moved to the U.S. at 18 years old, joined the U.S. Marines, spent 8 years in there. After 8 years, had a bit of a knee issue, so I decided to get out and start my coaching consultant business. And in terms of what I do today, I basically help coaches, consultants get, we help them set up predictable systems inside of their businesses to attract consistent high-ticket clients each and every month. So that's just a quick little condensed rundown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. All of that, everyone I know, I'm sure when all of this kind of went down, your community, I'm sure, kind of went to you, were like, hey, what do we do here? Yeah. Do we start to discount? Do we start to offer free kind of coaching or anything like that? Because I've seen that happened. Mm-hmm. Some people doing like 8-week free coaching in a group that they're hoping to eventually transition into a paid version of that. Right. And it could work, it could not, I don't know, but that's a lot of moving forward. And I feel like, I heard this in a mastermind the last 2 days I was in, that people get addicted to discounts. They don't get addicted to free. So like if you discount your services, they're going to get used to that. And I know you have other ways to help people do that with your system. So let's kind of break that down. What have you done to kind of make that shift or double down on really to help with continuing to enroll clients in your high ticket programs?
Yeah. So the first thing is realizing that it's an opportunity, meaning that most people think that with COVID-19, with what's going on, like everything has kind of shut down or stopped. And for myself, and I've been interviewing a whole bunch of other individuals, really successful other entrepreneurs as well, too, over the past few days. And every single one I've talked to all see this as an opportunity to grow. And all of them are talking about how business has just flourished, right? And I see it as the same thing, because now what's happened is that it's pushed everyone online. So in the past where everyone was offline all over the place, now everyone is online, and that's like the perfect opportunity to be selling your stuff, to be making offers and stuff, because there's just a lot more people. I like to tell my clients as well too, which is the people who are probably offering discounts, typically the reason that that's the case is because they probably aren't getting enough leads. Because with any business, if you have 5, 10, 20, maybe 30, maybe 50 leads talking to and your community is really small, then you'll probably get to the end of it really quick, which means that not everyone is going to be able to afford the services or whatever. As with bad times or good times, that's always going to be the case. Versus once you do have some type of system to get consistent leads coming to you, this could be the best opportunity ever. Just like I have a couple of clients, my first client, Sean, literally he sent me a message a couple of days ago telling me that he hit a $20,000 per month in his business. And another one of my clients, Mark, he also hit $20,000 per month. And for them, business is like booming in a sense, right? So I definitely believe you have to offer discounts. If you feel like you do, then most likely you have a marketing problem. You don't have a wide enough audience in a sense.
Yeah, and that's so true. Here's the thing that I know with my mastermind group that I'm a part of. I And it's like with people like Frank Kern, I think we all know who that is. And it's essentially, he said this, and this is the time. Things like this are really, it's going to be like a purge of the week. Unfortunately, like it kind of sounds a little kind of like an ass to say that, but at the same time, it's true. Those who have been kind of barely chugging along are gonna be weeded out. Those who have been the leaders who are starting to hide and not really do anything, they're like, I'm just gonna sit and ride this out. Then they're gonna be the leaders of yesterday. There's gonna be the people that are investing now who are doubling down like you and me, who are really going and showing up and really helping our communities grow. And I mean, let me say, with our clients, things that we're working before this have had to change, and we've had to adjust. We've been really busy in the background for myself and for our clients to really double down on this so that they can do that. I'm sure you've been similar, and that's what caused your clients to get to those 20K months so that they're able to adjust to what's, and they're doubling down and showing up as the new leaders of today and tomorrow. Yeah, I love it.
Definitely. Because I definitely believe, well, I guess what Frank said as far as with the, so a certain number of individuals are going to be weeded out. And that's actually, I did my group coaching call yesterday. And that's something I kind of shared as well too, because not only do I realize that to succeed in what we do here, it has a lot to do with the mindset and how you show up to this here. Because just like I think in, with COVID-19 and everything, everyone is online, there's going to be certain new faces that show up here as well too. So there's going to be individuals who they've been doing this for a while. And they've been, as you said, chugging along, just barely showing up and stuff like that. But then there's going to be a bunch of new faces, which is COVID-19 has kind of brought everyone online, because now everyone is seeing like, man, this is a pretty cool opportunity as well, too. You could build a business, you could be virtual, you could do all these cool things. And a lot of individuals, like I was saying, they're going to be weeded out.
So yep.
I realize that if you don't have the mindset of whether things are going good, not going so good or whatever, but if you don't have the mindset of showing up every single day and just doing what you got to do, you probably won't make it, right? And that's
right.
I believe a whole new bunch of individuals are going to come up there and just dominate the marketplace. And that's one of the things I was telling my clients on the group call yesterday, simply because what I really want them to see is that at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to make what we're doing here work is we got to take more action. We got to do more. We can't go hide and say, well, I'm not sure what to do. It's like we got to get out and put ourselves out there in a sense. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it. Yeah, we can do, like you said, we can dominate and take the market share right now, or we can hide like our competition and just kind of fall off the face of the earth, right? So there's a lot to be said. There's a lot of truth there for sure. And I'm curious, I don't want you to give away like everything, of course, but I want you to be able to, like, what have you found that is working now specifically for you and for your clients that people can take away and walk away with and like, you know what, maybe I need to do that. And I know you talk about this in your Facebook group, and I'll actually put it up here, like High Ticket Client Attraction Insider Circle. It's a free group, and I know you're able to go in there and get some insight and start to take action and be able to do that. But what have you found that is really working now for you and your clients as a way to keep enrolling clients into their high ticket programs?
Yeah, so number one, so when I work with my clients, all of them, one of the things I spend the most time with them on is getting the market right, which is who they're serving and what problem that they're going to help them solve. That's a key piece, because I know these two things, if you don't get them right, nothing you do in business will work. But if you do get who you're serving and what problem you're helping them solve, once you get these two pieces right, the stars align. Because really with in our business, we haven't really had to do very much shifting, because again, with that need we've found and my clients, the need that they solve, it's always going to be there. Whether it's good times, bad, that thing is always going to be there.
Right.
So what we do in our business is we still focus on what I call my core philosophy is what I call sick funnels. And what sick funnels are, it's basically taking someone from a stranger to a paying client with you within 48 hours or less. So we have these systems where when we get a lead, we have a five-step process we take them through to take them from a stranger to get them on a consultation and closing them within like 48 hours or less. So that's a core. And all of our clients, since this thing happened, COVID-19, all these different things, we haven't shifted. We haven't had to change anything. That's still the process we use. That now the second thing we do is in terms of just traffic wise. And for me, what I've taught all of my clients, my philosophy is more based on, while everyone is looking for the one magic technique, I more focus on webs. What I mean by webs is that what I have all my clients do is say, when it comes to lead generation, it always changes, but what never changes is our message. So I have like,
that's true.
Yeah. I have them build these kind of like the way our businesses work, because everyone sees what we do and they think, oh, this guy's only doing this one thing or this one thing to get traffic. But we have several different avenues of getting traffic. And all of these are kind of like a web. So if one stops, we have multiple other ones. So it always comes back into, again, we have our sick funnels, and then all that shifts is based on the traffic sources. And in terms of traffic, just like you can see what I'm doing here, this is what a traffic source as well too, which is once you have your sick funnels built, it's just about, okay, let's just go networking. So networking could be a really good strategy. And I know that's something I teach, that's something I do for myself, and that's something I help my clients do as well too, because at the end of the day, when everything stops working, whether it's technology, ads, people, when it all stops working, the only thing that's consistent, the only thing that's stable is a relationship that you built with someone else, whether it's a strategic partnership or something. But that relationship that you have with someone where it's like kind of like a win-win, where you could kind of help each other out, that's the biggest leverage you'll ever have online. So those are just a few of the things we've really been focused on, in a sense that's really helping us just basically keep growing. And it's so fascinating too, because my client, we had the call, and he's like everyone else. I look at the marketplace, everyone is like panicking. And the conversation I have with my clients, they were like totally different, because they were talking about, hey, I'm thinking about hiring this thing. I'm thinking about getting a new office and stuff like that. And they're growing while everyone else is expanding. And I believe that the core of what makes ourselves work is, again, when we work with clients, the number one, we help them get that the community who they're going to serve. Number two, we get that right problem. Once you do that, once you get those two pieces, everything else is like smooth sailing, in a sense.
Yeah, no, and it's, I mean, just to kind of reiterate there, like the way we market may change, the message never changed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it goes down like... I swear there have been the same principles and fundamentals that have come up over and over the course of this month as I interview everyone like this and saying what they're doing. It's important to go back to basics. That's the simple thing. Like, know who you serve and how, what problem you solve. Those are the two most commonalities that I've heard over and over again, which makes sense. We all always go back to basics. We've done the work beforehand so that we know who we can serve, and whether we're speaking on stage, speaking virtually, whether we're doing ads, whether we're networking face to face with people, like the message never changes, because we know who we can help and what problem we solve. And it's, the audience might change, but the message never changed. I love that, because that's super important. And I feel like a lot of people focus on these like new tactics, like, hey, let's use chatbots. Let's do LinkedIn lead gen. Let's do this YouTube thing. It's like, great, that could work for a little bit maybe, but if your message isn't right, I'm sure you have a lot to say to that, you know?
Exactly. And I believe, because my model is highly coaching consultant, the high ticket sales. And I know that, with this type of business, the only thing that matters is just, well, really two things, generating these consultations and closing them. That's the only two things. So I know there's a lot of the tactics, the techniques, the tricks, as you say, the chatbots, the YouTubes and all these different things. And for me, that's like the least of my worries. The only thing I really care about is, because I realize with individuals, it's like having a conversation, right? So if with people, once you have that right core message, for me, all social media is just like traffic, in a sense. People just already hang out there. They're always going to be on there. That's just the place. But once you have the message is really what attracts them to the business. So I believe as long as you focus on what that core message is, and again, if you're doing high ticket sales, just focus on having some type of process to generate these consultations, because you will get them. Because with everything that's going on right now, I believe this is a perfect time to again, keep pushing your marketing, keep ramping up sales, because this is where people buy. I know my client, he's been at this because he helps people with anxiety, and his program, he charged, I think, at $2,000 he was charging. And he, like with everything that's going on, now he's raising his price, and he just sold me, he sent me a message saying he just signed on his first $3,000 client. So for me, that's just proved that the market is there and people are still showing up, people are still buying. So you got to do what you got to do to generate those sales. You can't, now is not the time to be in fear and worry about what's not working or what other people are saying or whatever. Now is the time for whatever you're good at, the community that you serve. They need you. They need your support. They need to see you out there. And you got to help them get to the next level, which is offering them your products, your services, so that they could get to where they need to be.
Yeah, I love it. It's true, because if we're not leading our current community, then what are we doing, right? Mm-hmm. I know with myself, there's been, again, like, I've showed up as much as I can outward. At the same time, I'm super busy on the background because we've expanded, we've grown, because we're helping our clients and the people that the funny thing is, because people are online, it's the people that were kind of on the fence of working with us and having us take over a lot of their online stuff,
yeah,
like paid traffic. Now they're like, wow, I need this now. Mm-hmm. And now is kind of too late, you know, like something you could have already been doing. It's just, there's like that mindset of like you said, there's this fear of like, now what am I going to do? It's like, people are still there.
Yeah.
They're still buying, you know, like there's proof in it, like from you, from me, from everywhere. But we got to make sure that we are talking to the right people. We're having those conversations that lead to relationships, that lead to business. And I love it. So anything else you'd like to add as far as like what you're doing? Like, would you be able to provide like a piece of how you go about generating your current leads? Because I have my methods of using paid traffic, mm-hmm. and that, like, that's my bread and butter. But for you, I know you don't always focus on that. Yeah. You have different methods, that just to hear kind of a little bit of everyone.
Yeah, so we use a lot of paid ads as well too. But the core of my method, because when I first started my coaching consulting business, I started off on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn was an awesome platform back a few years ago, because I built a LinkedIn group of about 30,000 members, and that thing was growing pretty fast as well too. But with LinkedIn, with every social media platform, they change algorithms, they change the rules, they change everything, and you could be doing pretty good in business, but then because the platforms change, all of a sudden you're just not in business anymore, like things aren't going the way. And I kind of faced that problem so much because I was more based on just the tools, technology when I was growing, the ads, the technology, the funnels. And every few months, I would hit this hurdle and it would just stress me the hell out. I would just get so frustrated because it was just things I couldn't control. And I really had to think, okay, what do I have control over? And that's when I realized, okay, the only thing I really have control over are relationships with people. That's the only core thing I have. And that's when I realized that I really wasn't focused on relationships. I was doing everything else but relationships. But now I've kind of shifted, I've tilted, which is relationships are the core of how we generate most of our business right now, in terms of partners and joint ventures and all these different things. Because I found that when everything stops working, you always have those friends that you've kind of built as you've on your journey. Guys, they were the ones who could help you get up to the next level and help support you in some type of community. Right. So the first is relationships. Now, the next thing is community. You got to have a home. And what I mean by home is that just like kind of like right now, Victor, you kind of invited me to your home. And I believe that we all have a home. So if my audience is watching that, they're going to come to your home. They're going to come see what you have. And it's the same thing with your audience seeing that they're going to come check out, okay, who is this guy? What is he about? And they're going to come check out my home. And that's why I really believe in communities, which is whether it's a Facebook group, a LinkedIn group, but some way of when someone hears about you, they don't just disappear. They don't just hear about you and then all of a sudden they hear about you and then next thing you know, they can't find you anymore. And I found the best
way to do
that is if you're online, if you're spending any time online, you gotta have your own community to where when someone hears about you, there has to be some way for them to come back to you. For example, right? So with me being here today, one of the things I do, you probably know I have a private Facebook group, and the Facebook group is called High Ticket Client Attraction Insider Circle. And whenever I do something like this, I always say, hey, if you want to come join us, we'd love to have you, because it's specifically for coaches, consultants, service providers who are serious about getting consistent clients to their businesses. And just as a bonus for joining, what I do is I give away one of our kind of like our best-selling programs. It's a $997 value for free, just for anyone who kind of comes to the community and comes check us out, because we have some awesome trainings for you. And that's literally true as well. But as you could see, with me saying that, what typically happens is just because I use that hair, someone would watch and say, that sounds pretty interesting. Let me go find out more. And next thing you know, they're in my community. And now they're kind of coming along and seeing, okay, what does he believe? And they're getting enrolled into how we do things. And they're kind of figuring out, okay, is this a good fit for me or is it not? And so that's really why I love communities, because with an email list, all these different things, when someone unsubscribes, you kind of lose them for good. Versus with communities online, even most people who join groups or whatever, they don't typically leave. They spend a lot of time. They're in there if it's of value to them. So those are my two secrets. Again, relationships, which is strategic relationships, networking to find the people who could help open up the opportunities for you. And number two, communities. Make sure as you go on your journey, you're not just being that, just doing random things. You always want to have a community to get people back into.
I love it. It's true. I actually, the whole community aspect is something that for probably, I don't know, years, I was avoiding, right? I wasn't doing. And I realized just having a community of my current clients, it was, when I started that, it was like a big difference, right? They were all able to collaborate. They understood. And like, because I work with this very specific type of person, it really helped to bring together like the commonalities, which in turn helps me help them even more, right? Because they have similar issues that they may not come up with and realize when they're talking with me, but when they talk amongst themselves, you realize very quickly, they're like, oh yeah, we all have this thing that is not necessarily related to what Victor helps us with, but it might, some piece of it might relate to it. And now you know, you're like, oh wow, so I could potentially find someone that could help them with that thing, right? So there's a lot of things that come from creating that community. And as a leader, starting that allows you to really curate that and guide them and help them move through where they need to go to get to that next level. I love it. It's some good stuff, man. So what's that?
I said powerful.
Yeah. So I guess help me understand, what is it? It's so, just out of curiosity, are you in the UK or are you still in the US?
No, in the US. I'm actually in Indiana right now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. For some reason, I just keep thinking like you're from the UK, you're in the UK. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Every time.
Yeah, I meet a lot of people and they're always like, are you from the UK? I'm not sure whether it's my accent or whatever, but I get it a lot. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's what it might be. Yeah. I was like, are you from the UK? Yeah, no, that makes sense. Cool, so it's some great insights, you know, like one, build the relationships, two, start the community, and because that never goes away, starting that community. I love what you said about the email list. When someone subscribes, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts on really using the two in tandem? Have you done something like that, or have you ever thought about doing something like that, like both email list and the Facebook group?
Definitely. It's a must. It has to, because the email list is number one. The email list is the ultimate. Now, something I've also found too, but social media is pretty powerful as well. So because I found that with response on social media, it's way faster than emails, right? So one of the things we were testing out is, so we run webinars where we show individuals how to kind of grow their businesses. And we found, because typically when someone doesn't register for a webinar, what we did was we had the automated follow-up emails and stuff to just get them to remind them to come check it out. And we kind of tested that out with the on-babe emails. But then we also did it in terms of following up with them via social media. So if someone didn't attend, we would literally go on Facebook link. Well, really Facebook is, we find the engagement is a lot quicker, but we'd go on Facebook and then reach out like, hey, you registered, you didn't attend, what happened? And we found that the response rate is way, way higher than social media for them saying, oh, I got busy or this thing came up or that thing, how do I re-register and that type of stuff, versus with email, we'd follow up and it typically be not that great of a response. But with that being said, we still use both because I believe that in business, I think who said it? Jim Rohn or something is like he was talking about like I think network marketing, but he was saying let the tens do tens, let the 20s do 20s, let the hundreds do hundreds. And what that means is that when it comes to business and leads and communication in terms of how you would communicate with someone, I would much rather have a whole bunch of different methods of communication than one. Because one is always a bad number, but I definitely I believe that email should be the primary once you have email, once you have your system set up to where when you're doing business, you're not just doing it on social media, but you're doing business in a way that you're always getting the leads. Once that system is set up, then the communities now become, okay, let's now add the communities to it. But for me, email is that number one, because it's that one thing where it's never going to go away. It's always going to be that asset that you own.
I love it. It's true, because it's funny, because I remember I do a lot with chatbots for the past couple of years now. But when that came out, I remember it was the funniest thing. So many people were like, email is dead. Chatbots are the new email. And I was like, no, they're not. I can tell you that right now. Email is always going to be the number one. It's the most intimate. Probably the most intimate is like text. If you have a texting list, like that's probably the most intimate. But email, what I would say, is the most common, and that's probably the number one for sure. I agree with that. And then you have, like, you can have other lists, right? You can have invisible leads lists. Like I consider this like people who have interacted with your page but haven't really shown themselves yet. People who have essentially watched your videos, follow you, but don't necessarily like interact with the page. So they're kind of voyeurs. They're still watching. They're waiting for that right moment, that right offer to be like, I'm in. That's it. That's what I needed, right? Yeah. But that's your invisible leads list, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there's lots I can talk about with that for ads. But as far as what you're saying, it's true. Starting with your email list and then graduating into the community to help curate that and have them a place where they can interact with each other. Because there's one thing with them interacting with you, but you being the person that creates the community of, now I want you guys to meet each other, is an even better way to do it. So I love it. Thanks. I know we're kind of coming up on, we have like a few, like 5-10 minutes here left. But so is there anything else you'd like to kind of bring into that, into how to help people really keep enrolling their clients into their high ticket programs now?
Yeah. I think it's all about mindset. Mindset is a big one, because for me, I'm really big into culture. And that's something I really got into a couple of years ago, because I started realizing that whether it's prospects, like how you show up online, it's really, really powerful. Because when I first started my business, I didn't understand it. So I really didn't understand why you had to create content and posts and all these different things. It made no sense to me. But then I realized really what being in business is, it's really, especially if online and social media, all it is really you sharing your values. And if you don't have strong values, then you probably won't succeed, because what people really thrive on, just like with what's going on right now, I know for yourself, Victor, you probably have a lot of clients coming to you saying, hey, what do I do? How do I do this? Or what do you like? And they were kind of like in some type of fearful state. And yep. For you got to be that leader. You have to be the person who says, hey, man, we're going to get through this. It might be tough, but we're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to figure it out. But coming from a place of having that sense of, you are the leader and you own it, I believe that people really value that and they really need it. And that's something I really, I think out of everything, the things that made the biggest difference within my community is me just showing up with that mindset. Because I know a lot of individuals, especially when they first get started, whether it's trying to grow the business and trying to do these different things, they come from a place of, will this work? Versus when we show up to, when my clients, when we all get together, is like, hey, here's the mission and let's go ahead and make this happen. I don't care what mountains we have to move, but we're going to make this happen. And that's the kind of like communities I try to build, because when you get around a team, whether it's the coaches you work with, your clients, when you get around a community who you realize, okay, that's the mindset they bring, man, it becomes unstoppable. So I believe that if you really want to succeed online, especially if you already have a group of clients, start off with whatever way you work with them, start off with like developing that mindset and like of whatever it takes. Like figure out how do you structure your programs or whatever in that format. And the way I like to do it too is like when I do my group calls, like the first I would say 15 minutes, we just focus on that, because I know if I could get that mindset, once we kind of we train and we get that mindset, when we step into the marketplace, it doesn't matter what happens, we're gonna dominate. While everyone is scared, they're panicking, they're doing all these different things, we're the guys who come in and we just take it over. Oh, you can't handle this? We got it. But I believe if you could take that and do that for yourself, for your clients, and just nurture that type of community, you're gonna be unstoppable, man. You're gonna dominate. So yeah, that's really the core thing I see for myself that's really made a big difference in what we do.
I love it. So just to kind of recap here, like definitely just to go from work backwards from what we talked about at the beginning, first mindset, right? We really think about it from like, we're all going to get through this. We're going to be more than okay. We're going to dominate. We're going to show up and be the new leaders of tomorrow. We're going to be the ones who are actually the people that lead this new world, if I may, because a lot of things are going to be different from what normal used to be. It's not like a lot of good things were broken then that were normal, but now they're going to be even better. And that mindset of like, we're going to get through this. We're going to make it better. We're going to make it even better than it was before. And then moving into like building that relationship, right? That starting those conversations to create those relationships that lead to business, starting that community really so that you can curate your current relationships, current network, and have them talk amongst each other. Because like you said, when you have a team, when you have a community, you can all think toward a common goal and make it happen. Like there's going to be like 10 people that think about it this way, one person that comes with an idea like, why, what if we do it like this? And everyone's gonna be like, wow, no one thought about it. Thank you. But that only comes from community, right? So this thing, something like that definitely will move into the next step. And then of course, making sure that we have a system that attracts the right people and a messaging that allows us to attract the right people. Because if we say, for example, if we say something along the lines of, let's use fitness, because that tends to be one of the easiest things to talk about, I feel like, a fitness coach saying, like, I can help you lose weight. So can everyone else, right? But if you focus in on that message and get it really correct to the right person, you're like, hey, parents who like with teens still having trouble, you know, like feeling lethargic or anything like that, having trouble moving, you can't move like you used to in your 20s. Now that's a very specific message to a very specific person, and it allows you to reach and talk to those people directly. I love it.
Yeah.
So thank you again for coming on today. I know, again, I'll put it down one more time. For anyone interested in learning more from Exodus, definitely go search in the chat or go onto Facebook and look up High Ticket Client Attraction Insider Circle. You said there was a bonus for joining. Is that what it was?
Yeah. So there's a free program. We give it away. We typically sell for $997, but anyone who kind of comes join the community, we give it away to them for free. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Awesome. So can you talk a little bit more about that program so everyone understands what it is that they get when they do join, if they decide to learn more from you?
Yeah. So in terms of that program, it has like five modules, right? And what I kind of do, because the place when I created that program, it was when I hit $300,000 per month in my business. And I kind of outlined five kind of steps, five processes I kind of went through that helped me get up to that 300K per month in the business. So that's the core of what that program is about. And it's specifically for coaches, consultants, service providers who are, again, they may be struggling with getting clients, figuring out what the niche is, how do they get started. And I basically take them basically step by step, just showing them, okay, here are the five things you need up until the point where now you already, in a sense, a go to market and start getting those consultations, start getting clients and stuff like that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and I mean, that's a great program. So definitely go in, start getting some traction and momentum going so that you can still continue to enroll clients into your high ticket programs. You do not need to discount or offer your services for free. Just make sure that you're able to get them results and you're able to then move them forward and get the momentum as well. Thanks again, Extens, for coming on. I appreciate it and providing insight to my community as well. Do you have any final words before we end the broadcast here?
Awesome. So I guess the final thing I'll say as well too. So this week I'll be hosting a live webinar. Whenever you watch this, go to my profile. Find me Exodus Justin on on Facebook. Find me. I'll be hosting a live webinar. If you're struggling to get consistent high ticket clients, I'm going to be doing a live webinar. I typically don't do too many of them, but I realize that there's a lot of individuals who they're just stuck, not knowing what to do. And we're signing on a lot of clients. If you're curious as to what we're doing, come check out go to my Facebook page, scroll through, you'll most likely see a link to a webinar that will be a live webinar, and I'll actually be on there. So be sure to register if you're interested, and I'll see you guys on there. But Victor, again, thank you so much for having me on my platform, man. You've been an awesome host. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to just to keep in touch.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Awesome.